Right into questions.
How you feeling?
Feeling good. Obviously, it was released today that I had a couple surgeries. Just in here every day working. Spent my whole offseason here in Kansas City trying to improve my health. And, I'm really excited about this upcoming season and, all the opportunities that are in front of me.
When do you feel like you're going to be back to be able to do whatever you need to do on the field?
Hey, like I said, I'm just working hard. When they tell me I'm cleared, I'll be out there doing my thing. And but until then, I'm just in here every day. I'm working out again, and the weight's coming back. I'm already weighing more than I reported at last year. So, and I haven't even started lifting upper body yet. So, I'm really looking forward to this next season and everything that's coming.
You talked about not being able to lift upper body yet. You talked toward the end of last year. You really needed to get stronger. That was going to be one of your offseason goals. What kind of setback is this in that regard?
Well, I guess I spoke too soon on that. I'm lifting upper body. I'm just not lifting upper body like, I really want to. Some stuff is limited, and, it's just all part of the process. But, when that time comes, I'm going to hit it hard, and, I can't wait to get back on that field with my guys.
How's the switch been for you from right side back to left?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. It's down in my heart. I think I'm left tackle, and playing right tackle last year, I think was a great learning experience for me. Learned a lot from Brandon Albert. What a great guy to learn from, and the things he's accomplished. That's just awesome. And I'm ready to take over now. Ready to run that left side with Jeff Allen, and I think we're gonna have a great crew up front.
What's the reason that you've been able to build up your lower body? Can you already tell the difference in the tail that is helping you? And so how do you think it helped you on the field come August or September?
Yeah, lower body is huge on the offensive line, especially in the run blocking. And, so I'm really excited, hoping to do some great things in the run game this year. And, just keep at it every day. You never can be too strong. You just got to, stay fluid out there, do your thing, and have fun with it.
Where did you play at? You're playing late last year, at least most of the year. Where were you?
Yeah, I was, ranging between 295 and 300. And, I'm hoping to play this year anywhere from 310 to 315, even higher if I can get there.
So, the chronology, that shoulder haunted you all last year, starting in that first preseason game in New Orleans, and then you hurt the other shoulder. So which shoulder had the surgery?
My left shoulder had the
surgery. So, just what a relief that is, just knowing that you're
mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really excited, to have a complete body this coming season, and hopefully I'm just knocking all these surgeries out my rookie year, be done with them, and it's smooth sailing from here.
Because you have
hands. Yeah.
And then when did the sports hernia manifest itself?
That was the first week of playoffs, first practice for the playoffs, and out of nowhere, unexpected. Never had a problem before, and so that was pretty disappointing to be stuck out of that playoff game and not be able to perform and go out there and do what I'm meant to do.
You had surgery for that too, right?
Yeah.
Fish, what does it mean to you to have Coach Reed, Jamal, Alex, and all your teammates just having the confidence in you at left tackle?
Hey, it's just shows us, what kind of team we have around here and what a team policy we have. And, we all have each other's backs, the highs, the lows. You're going to face adversity in this game, every day. And, how you handle that adversity is, what kind of team you're going to have. And, I think that's, why we were so good last year and doing what we're doing last year. And, nobody's slowing down around here. We're just going to keep right into it. And, everybody's really excited for next season.
How different is it to play both sides from a line standpoint, physical standpoint?
Yeah, I think, some of your greatest offensive linemen in the past, just versatile guys, play anywhere on the line. Offensive line's a territory, not a position. It all starts up front, and, you got to have that attitude. And, obviously, last year learned a lot, and, I'm looking forward to, being familiar with what's coming this season, and, I'm going to make the most of it.
When did they tell you you were moving to left guard? Who called you? Who told you?
Yeah, I met with Coach Reed a few weeks ago, and he just told me, hey, this is what's going to happen. And obviously, I was pretty excited about it because, like I said, deep down inside, I think I'm truly a left tackle. But, playing any positions, a true blessing.
Coach Reed said that you've been 5 pounds, I think, since the end of last year. What does that put you at, 305 now?
Yeah, I'm the low 300s, getting back up there, hoping to play 310, 315. Obviously I was able to play last year at the weight I was, but I think every pound's going to help.
Thank you. What have you been able to do during the offseason to work on improving your technique? I think that's something else you wanted to
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you drill and drill every single day of the year, you know, you're going to kind of go crazy. So, you know, you got to take a little time away from football, and, you know, that's what the offseason's for. So, you know, it's just, you know, we're starting back up here today and getting back into the swing of things, and, you know, I'm really excited to start working left.
What's the single biggest thing you learned from your rookie experience? Just what, going from year one to year two, what are you taking from last year into this year?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you just got to block out everything, you know, and you're in this position. You know, obviously coming out of a small school, I wasn't quite used to the spotlight, and, you know, so that was a little bit of a transition for me. But, you know, now that I'm in the swing of things, hey, I'm having fun with it. You know, adversity happens. You know, you're going to deal with stuff. You're going to deal with injuries, and, you know, it's just all part of the game. So, you know, I'm just trying to deal with that the best way possible. This is a new season. You know, last season's in the past. It's something, you know, not getting that ring, it was tough, but, you know, we're looking forward to every day now.
All right. Thanks. All right.